Joining us right now, a great writer from the Wall Street Journal, Brian Costa joins us. His piece from May of this year, Why Children Are Abandoning Baseball, very interesting read and a very important subject matter to me, and I know many of you. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it. And Brian, I guess the big question to your piece, before we get into why, how much have children abandoned baseball in recent years?
It's been a pretty steady trickle since around the early 2000s. National Sporting Goods Association, sort of an industry trade group, tracks these participation numbers from children from the ages of 7 to 17. And what they have found is that the overall participation numbers in baseball are down around 40% since, I forget the exact year, 2002, or was it early 2000s to 2013, which was the most recent year they had available. It was around 40%. So that's a lot. I mean, you know, all sports are losing numbers. You know, kids have more choices. Kids are playing, fewer kids are playing sports overall, but baseball in particular has been hit hard.
Yeah, and you do point out that sports participation is down, and it's all been segmented in this really fractured society in the sense of the options that are out there. There's more individual sport play, tennis and golf, and the lacrosses and hockeys of the world have gone up a lot, although their numbers are still minute compared to the big sports. It's still up a huge percentage. And actually, a colleague of yours, Ryan Wallerson, wrote a piece similar to this about team sports being way down. And he wrote this in the Wall Street Journal not long ago, and he pointed out that tackle football from 08 to 2012, and this is really before the concussion spike when it really began to be a topic in 12-13, is down a huge number. So it's not just baseball, which you do point out.
Yeah, it's not. And football has been kind of weird. You know, most of the other ones have been kind of steady. Football went up and then it reached a high point, you know, maybe about 10 years ago. And it's been, you know, declining since then. But baseball, you know, has a number of issues that are unique to the sport, you know, one of which is, you know, all kids are specializing now more than ever, but I think baseball players tended to go in that direction earlier than in some other sports, and it's creating this divide between the serious kids who are playing more expensive travel ball and the kids who would be basically the casual player that doesn't really have that strong neighborhood league to play in anymore, and that's what's really being lost.
We're talking to Brian Costa of the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Why Children Are Abandoning Baseball. And if you look at just the data that you post here, it says baseball in 2000, 8.8 million participants, youth baseball, ages 7 to 17, down to 5.3 in 2013, a similar decrease in softball. Again, a lot of sports are down, but for the national pastime, it creates a real problem, and you point this out as well. Baseball right now has never been more popular in the most important senses for the league, and that's revenue. But if you obviously matriculate this out forward, baseball may face quite a conundrum.
Yeah, I think there is, you need to be careful about associating revenue with popularity. What's driving MLB's revenue is that their content has become more valuable to advertisers. It doesn't necessarily mean it's become more popular among consumers. It means it's become more valuable to advertisers because they know that live sports is really the only thing they can count on now where people are going to watch it, not record it, and not skip through the commercials. And so because baseball creates so much content, you know, 162 games, that really fuels the added value and the revenue that's coming in. But it's not necessarily a reflection of the sport being that much more popular, as you might think if you just look at the revenue.
True, but I would say that baseball's held pretty steady in the overall attendance category, right around 75 million people now for over a decade, paying customers through tough economic times, and then another, what, 35, 40 million people paying to see minor league and independent baseball. We know that a lot of those people showing up are young. So it is odd in that sense that we talk about a decline in overall participation, and maybe there's more of a societal issue that Kids find the game maybe too hard, complex. Maybe it's a price issue to participate. Have you looked into any of those things? Did any of that come up?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things here. I would agree in the article. I mean, the article says, you know, Major League Baseball, you know, is doing well right now by any measure you want to look at in the present. And you're talking about attendance, talking about revenues. Those have all held up very well, and those are all very strong indicators. You know, you're talking about here the future of the sport, both as a spectator and participatory sport. And, you know, beyond the youth participation issues, which we touched on here, we have also written in the past about another issue, which is baseball losing young viewers in terms of television viewers. Young viewers are making up a smaller and smaller share of the people watching. You know, that's the segment of TV viewers they're really losing. And so those two things combined are what create an issue that isn't going to affect the sport right now and isn't really going to, you know, radically alter the sport even in the next 10 years necessarily. But, you know, looking a little bit more to the long term, you know, you look right now at the people who are going to Major League Baseball games, buying tickets, watching on TV. You know, they tend to be people who, in one way or another, formed a connection to the sport at a young age, whether that's through playing it or going to games with their dad or whatever it may be. You know, that connection was formed at a young age, and in some instances, baseball is profiting now from the connections that were formed decades ago in people's lives. And so, you know, what connections people form, kids form to the sport now or don't form to the sport is going to have a major impact on what sort of stature the sport has in American culture in, you know, 20 years.
Final thing, Brian Costa from the Wall Street Journal is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Is Major League Baseball taking this problem seriously? Is the new commissioner, Rob Manfred, taking this problem seriously?
Yeah, there's no question Manfred is taking it seriously, more seriously and with more urgency than Bud Selig, I think. I think they're doing everything they can, and that's all well and good. They are up against things that are beyond their control. They're up against some cultural factors involving kids, and as you alluded to, you know, how willing they are to deal with something where they don't experience instant gratification and, you know, maybe not getting it every time up. Kids who are increasingly easily distracted and have less patience. You know, those are issues that go beyond what a Major League Baseball commissioner can control.
Now, that is definitely true. Brian Costa, The Wall Street Journal, a very interesting piece. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.